I tried to think of someone who was. Not even Sara qualified. I waited. Swan muttered. Doge and Goda wandered around, Uncle swapping tails and Mother examining the wares for sale. Except for the produce, those were feeble. She did acquire a scrawny chicken. The one positive of our travel team was that there were no Goonie or Shadar to complicate mealtime. Only Goda, who kept trying to do the cooking. Maybe I could murder the chicken in her sleep and get it roasted before she woke up. The girl brought a very old man. He was no help either. He seemed interested only in telling me what he thought I wanted to hear. But it did seem possible that Narion had come through the pass some time before we had. I hoped Mergen was on the job and had alerted the others to the possibilities. Doge and Goda headed on down the road before I finished with the locals, surprised that my command of the language was adequate to the task. Evidently Goda was tired of riding. The donkey certainly could use the break.
"Is that a pet?"
the small girl asked.
"It's a donkey,"
I said, really astonished that I had been having so little trouble communicating. They had donkeys down here, did they not?
"I know that. I meant the bird."
"Huh? Well..." The white crow was perched on the donkey's pack. It winked. It laughed. It said,
"Sister! Sister!"
and flapped into the air, then glided on down the mountain. Swan said,
"I was just thinking I found an upside to this trip. It's not raining down here.
Maybe I'll see if they'll let me have the child, in exchange for your strong back."
"We're getting a little too domestic here, good wife."
"Sleepy? Didn't you ever have a real name?"
"Anyanyadir, the lost princess of Jaekur. But even now my wicked stepmother has discovered that I still live and has summoned the princes of the Rakshasas to bargain with them for my murder."
"Hey, I'm kidding. I'm sleepy. And you've known me practically since I started being sleepy, off and on. So just let it be."
Chapter 59.
Once we cleared the mountains, it was no long journey to the site of Kialune. Incredible destruction had been wrought there during the Shadowmaster Wars, then during the Kialune Wars between the Radisha and those who chose to keep faith with the Black Company. A pity most of the wreckage had been cleared away even before Soulcatcher decided she would declare victory and go north to claim her new place as protector of all the Taglias. The Radisha should have seen it at its worst. To understand what she had wrought by betraying her contract with the company. But the worst now existed only in the memories of survivors. The once clamorous valley now boasted a sizable town and a checkerboard of new farms peopled by a mixture of natives, former prisoners of war, and deserters from every conceivable faction. Peace had broken out and was being enthusiastically exploited on the presumption that it could not possibly last. The transition from the old Kialune, once called Shadow Catch, and the new, simply called the New Town, saw one thing remain unchanged. Over there on the far slope of the valley, miles and miles away, beyond the crumbled, brush-strewn ruins of once mighty